Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. This is America's Town Hall with Heidi St. John. It's my opportunity to talk to you guys about the things that you care about. Today, I don't have a guest on the show because I'm going to be answering your questions. If you are interested in submitting a question to me, the way to do it is to go to HeidiStJohn.com/townhall. It's going to be important that you do that /townhall, and you will find a form there that you can actually give me your questions. And so I'm excited to see those questions coming in. They're starting to pile up in there. And because I've been out on the road, I've had guests on the show. It's been an easier thing for me to do, but I want to jump in to a few of the questions. This is going to be about maybe a 10-minute show today, and I'll just answer a couple of questions that have been coming in recently. The first question was from a listener in Camas, and she asked, Heidi, what can Congress do about education? So there's a lot of things you guys need to know. It's a misnomer that the federal government has nothing to do with education. What I'd like to see is have the federal government have less to do with education. So, for example, transgender sports came about as a result of federal interference. And the first thing I'm going to do if I'm elected to Congress is fight federal interference. We've federalized almost everything in this country. So if you go to critical race theory, Section 5 of the 14th Amendment gives Congress the ability to enact legislation to ensure that everyone has equal protection. Now, you've heard me talk a lot at my other podcast, Off the Bench with Heidi St. John. I've been talking for a long time. And in fact, I've got a fantastic guest that's going to come on this show. And we're going to talk critical race theory here pretty soon. But the bottom line is that critical race theory denies equal protection. That means that according to Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, Congress has the ability to step in and say, no, absolutely no. Why? Because racism is at the core of critical race theory. Critical race theory is actually racist to its core. And in imposing this into our schools, Washington State is actually violating the 14th Amendment by teaching this racist doctrine to our teachers and our staff. Well, that's where it is right now. And so as your congresswoman, I'm going to do everything I can in my power to ensure that equal protection for everyone is the standard, as is my duty in Section 5 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And I think, you know, we need to start having these conversations framed around what is good and what is right according to the Constitution for the students in Washington State, particularly in the 3rd Congressional District. And so when Governor Inslee signed into law that now teachers and staff are required to take critical race theory training, if we believe for one second that that's not going to seep into the classroom, we don't understand the devious nature of critical race theory, and we don't understand what Governor Inslee is trying to do. So what he's doing is he's skirting around the 14th Amendment. He's skirting around Section 5 of the 14th Amendment and saying, well, it's not in our schools. You know, we're not actually teaching it. Oh, no, we're just forcing our teachers and our staff to get so-called training in critical race theory. And critical race theory denies equal protection because it's racist to its core, violating then the 14th Amendment in Washington State by teaching racist doctrine. So we need to be waking up to what's happening in our schools, understanding that there is all kinds of federal interference in our education system right now, not the least of which, I'm going to say it again, is transgenderism into sports, right? This came around as a result of federal interference. And so you need to have people in Congress that are going to fight federal interference and return these issues back to the states. Next question came from a listener in Ridgefield. She said, Heidi, can you please talk about equality versus equity? So House Resolution number 5 is talking about the, you know, Equality Act, which, by the way, okay, so anytime this far left radical, you know, Nancy Pelosi's crazy radical Congress, anytime they push legislation forward, if you look at the wording of it, just flip it on its head, and that's what it actually is. So the Equality Act, same thing. So equality and equity are not the same thing. Equity is a theory of redistributing rights and power, right? This comes from the Marxist left. This comes from people who want to implement socialism, and they want a redistribution of wealth. Well, this is equity. Equality is truth and justice. So therein lies the difference. So when you hear people talking about equity, and this is what they're doing in critical race theory, this is what they're doing in our schools right now, this is the language that you hear in the House of the Floor of Representatives, equity, equity, equity. This is a garbage argument because we have been built in this nation around the idea of equality, that we are created equal, and that as equal creations created by God, we have certain unalienable rights, right? Equality is truth and justice for all. All of us, according to our Constitution, have been given God-given rights, and I am for those rights. And when equity comes in, it basically just rigs the game, right? So we need to stay away from equity. Equity is, it's a dangerous line of thinking now, and you're going to see, you know, redistribution of wealth, and, you know, we need to talk about reparations and all this stuff in the name of equity, which again is just a theory of redistributing our rights and power. And so as an American citizen and a citizen of Washington State, I'm about equality. So equality is truth and justice, and that's what we need to be focusing on. And so very, very important for listeners to understand the difference. I'm going to ask you guys to do your homework, the difference between equality and equity. Equity is going to serve to divide us even further than we're already dividing. Equality says that we are not, it's exactly going back to what Martin Luther King said. You know, he dreamt of a time when we wouldn't be known for the color of our skin, but for the content of our character. Equity seeks to come in, turn all of the progress that we have made on its head, basically, and start over, and therefore will be dividing us even further. And so we need to be aware of these two arguments and how they are dangerously different. These are not the same thing. And so when we equate, or conflate rather, equity and equality, you need to understand that we're talking about two completely different things. And we've been, all of us have God-given rights, and I am for those rights that God has given us. And we have been created equal. This is equality, very different from equity. Also, really quickly, before I take off today, a couple of you guys have been asking me about what's happening in CD3, you know, with regard to when we're going to be having, you know, open houses and things like that, that I am doing. So for the last several weeks, I have been out on the road. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm an author and a speaker. My husband and I have been doing this for, oh, I don't know, my goodness, 15 years. And I have been speaking loudly on the issues of freedom, particularly freedom in education and freedom and equality in the nation for a very, very long time. And so that's what I've been doing out on the road for the last, oh, I don't know how many, since probably maybe 5 or 6 weeks. And as I've been doing that, we're watching the conversation arise over what my role is going to be in the district. And I heard someone say, well, you know, Heidi doesn't care about the district very much because she's not home right now. Well, the reason I'm not home right now is because I have a job and my job takes me out of the district. So for the last 15 to maybe 17 years, we've been raising our family in the district. My grandchildren are there now. And I would argue that I have made a massive impact in CD3 by opening up the Homeschool Resource Center, teaching parents about education and showing them that they have options. I'm a huge proponent of school choice. I believe that the only language that these schools understand is the language of money. And so I think that money should be tied to each student. And when the schools start teaching things like critical race theory and that kind of thing, the parent should get an automatic voucher. And this is actually came from President Trump. And I love this because I spoke with President Trump last Wednesday. We talked a little bit about critical race theory. I told him what our tyrannical governor, Governor Inslee, is doing to our state. It is shameful on 100 different levels. And the other day he wrote this article. I'll link back to it. You guys can find it at realclearpolitics.com. But President Trump wrote an article about critical race theory and basically said it's a scourge on our nation. And he's absolutely right. And so what he said was that any parent who objects to this material being taught to their child in public school should get an automatic voucher that empowers them to pick another school of their choice. Why? Because the government has no right to brainwash students with controversial ideologies against their parents' will. And this is at the core, the heartbeat, if you will, the root of this problem, is that the schools really do believe that they have the authority to tell parents, sit down, shut up, we're going to educate your child, you backward, stupid dummy, We're going to do that for you. Parents need to be able to stand up and take back control of their child's education. The states need to take back control of their schools. This is another thing that President Trump said in his op-ed that I've been saying for a long time, and I could not agree with him more. He said states need to take back control of their schools of education and credentialing bodies to ensure that they're not churning out radicalized teachers. To be sure, the overwhelming majority of our nation's teachers are some of the most selfless and wonderful people there are, but regrettably, many have graduated now from extremely biased education schools and may not even be aware of the degree to which leftist ideology has permeated their curriculum. States should set up alternative credentialing bodies that can certify great teachers who know how to instill a sense of love for America. And school districts can then make it a priority to hire teachers with these certifications, especially in English, history, and social studies. States could even set up their own versions of Teach for America to get passionate and patriotic young people into the classrooms. It is shameful to me that our schools have become hotbeds of indoctrination. And I have been working for a long time, as I said earlier, to help parents recognize that they have choices and to empower them to make the best choice for their child. And I think it's very important that we all understand that the movement behind this, the lunacy really of the left in America right now, that's hijacking the language, that wants to call mothers birthing people. We're watching Nancy Pelosi try to strip the language of gender from the floor of the House of Representatives. These are issues that I have been talking about for a very long time, and I am passionate about them, and I cannot wait to get the opportunity to go and face off with Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the House of Representatives. This is a natural progression for me. It takes what I've been doing for Washington State and particularly for CD3 to the next level, and I want to be a voice for the citizens of Washington State, and I think the vast majority of the citizens of CD3 do not want this extreme radical agenda that would hurt our children and that would fundamentally transform America. When Barack Obama said he wanted to fundamentally transform America, this is what he meant. And so again, I'm going to quote the president: to succeed with their extreme agenda, radicals know that they must abolish our attachment to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and most of all, Americans' very identity as a free, proud, and self-governing people. The left knows that if they can dissolve our national memory and identity, they can gain the total political control they crave. And that's exactly right. You guys, we are at the jumping off place in our nation right now. I do not believe that our republic can survive even three more years of this radicalism, this attack by the left to the nation that we all know and love. And I'm committed to fighting for freedom, starting right where I live in Washington State's 3rd Congressional. You guys can join us. There's a huge fundraising deadline coming up on June 30th. That's the end of the second quarter, and we're watching those numbers very carefully. We want you guys to get involved in what we're doing. Go to HeidiSt.John4Congress.com, and you can get involved. You can volunteer. You can be a part of our prayer team. You can find out what I think about the issues. And you can submit a question to me. I would love to answer it here at America's Town Hall. The way that you do that is by clicking on the Get Involved tag at the top of HeidiSt.John4Congress.com and then click on Town Hall Podcast. And right there, you will see where these episodes air. And you have an opportunity right there to submit a question. I want to thank you guys so much for listening today. I would love to hear from you. If you got questions for us, you can also email info@HeidiSt.John4Congress.com. Thanks for listening today, everybody. Get educated. Our nation is worth fighting for.